Yeah, and to illustrate my point, I just got another connection message that K8BCW is connected to the node. That's the annoying crap that I'm trying to turn off, but I think it's an all-or-nothing thing. What I do also have is the Node Connect app on my phone, which allows me to take a look at it and see who's connected and see if I'm connected. And then I don't have to punch DTMF codes into my radio. So I think between those two things I'll be fine, but there's got to be a happy medium here. I don't need to be reminded every 10 minutes that I'm connected to my node, and I don't care at the top of the hour what the time is every hour on the hour.
Are you using Hamvoice or AML?
Well, I don't think it is all or nothing, because I don't get those constant reminders. I just get connected, disconnected. I don't get a 10-minute reminder. I never get a reminder. So that is definitely something that is within the existing ability to filter out, turn on, turn off, filter out. But, and I didn't think about that, so I saw the severity of my comment, because I don't have that. So, you know, if you have got a way of telling on demand at a given moment, it's all you got to do is look at the app on your phone, and it tells you what or who you're connected to or who's connected to you. That creates the severity of that comment. So I want to do when I get home, though, I want to try to connect to you inbound. I don't know if you've done that with anyone yet, because that's usually the hardest thing to get set up. And a lot of it's got to do with your internet provider and what you've done on your local network as far as what ports are open, what's are closed, what's accessible, what isn't. And I found that the easiest way to handle that, Charter Spectrum is my provider. I do not have a static IP. That does not seem to cause a problem for me.
Bentley, are you using Hamvoice or ASL3?